From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. What a night tonight, Friday into Saturday. Open lines with a special hotline, a somniphobia hotline. What, you say? Go check it out. Some of the news of the day, a stick of dynamite was found at a college student's checked luggage on a Continental Airlines flight from Argentina, one of seven security incidents Friday that caused U.S. flights to be diverted, evacuated, searched, or delayed. Some of this paranoia in this particular case, I wouldn't worry too much about terrorism, but they'll check it anyway. Howard McFarland Fish, a 21-year-old, was charged with carrying an explosive aboard an aircraft. He was just stupid and was in custody of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Federal authorities have determined his actions were not acts of terrorism. Houston Fire Department Assistant Chief Omero Longoria said that Fish told authorities he works in mining and often handles explosives. He should never have had it in his suitcase. An aviation professor in Arizona said the incident could have been disastrous and raises questions about security in overseas airports. Dynamite can be unstable if it is old. And then some other issues that happened in planes all around the place today. American Airlines from England to Chicago forced to land in Bangor, Maine after federal officials had a report of a threat. Some people on board said a fellow passenger was handcuffed, placed in a police car as they were leaving the jetliner. A U.S. Airwaves jet was diverted to Oklahoma City's Will Rogers Airport after a federal air marshal subdued a disruptive passenger who apparently had pushed a flight attendant. A Continental Airlines flight from Corpus Christi, Texas, to Bakersfield, California, was held in El Paso, one of its scheduled stops after the crew discovered a missing panel in the laboratory. A utility knife was found on a vacant passenger seat of a U.S. Airwaves flight that had traveled from Philadelphia to Connecticut. A flight from New York to Dublin was evacuated Friday morning during a scheduled stopover in Western Ireland following a bomb threat that turned out to be unfounded. And a United Airlines flight out of Chicago's O'Hare International Airport was delayed because a small boy said something inappropriate because he didn't want to fly. So this is happening all over the country, and I think it'll get worse. In England, police boarded a jumbo jet amid fears that furious passengers would riot after being stuck in their seats for 7 hours. I don't know how many of you have ever been on a plane and they had some technical problems or they had to wait on the runway for a little bit. Maybe a half hour at the max, I think an hour. These poor people were on this jet for 7 hours. 352 travelers were kept cooped inside a Virgin Atlantic flight on ground after a technical problem. They kept waiting for parts to show up. Takeoff was finally aborted as the Boeing 747 taxied up the runway with a car driving alongside, frantically signaling to the pilots, "Stop, you have an overinflated tire." So they just called the whole flight off. A passenger said you could feel the plane going bump, bump. God knows what would have happened had it tried to take off. 7 hours on that jet. A fierce backlash has begun against that decision by some astronomers to strip Pluto of its status as a planet. On Thursday, experts approved a definition of a planet that demoted Pluto to a lesser category object. But the lead scientist on NASA's robotic mission to Pluto has lambasted the ruling, calling it embarrassing. The chair of the committee set up to oversee agreement on a definition implied that the vote had effectively been hijacked. And Alan Stern from Southwest Research Institute, same place where our dear friend Daniel Derda works, says, "I have nothing but ridicule for this decision." Only 424 astronomers voted on the last day of the meeting to dump Pluto. I don't know how many of them voted exactly, but that's all there were. Of the 2,500 that were there for a couple weeks, there were only 424 left. They made the decision to pull Pluto out of the planet status. If you go to the coasttocoastam.com website, look at the feature story, the sun is really heating up. Look at the mother of mothers of sunspots It's sunspot 905. They call it a backward sunspot, which means magnetically it is backward. And they say that what will happen is we will have a huge solar max expected in the year 2010. That's pretty close to the Mayan calendar end date of 2012. I wonder what the Mayans knew. Tropical storm Ernesto formed over the Southeast Caribbean and moved toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Ernesto is the fifth named tropical storm of the season, could develop next week into the first hurricane of 2006. Global warming could be causing some glaciers to grow, they say. According to a new study, researchers at Newcastle University looked at temperature trends in the Western Himalayas over the past century. They found warmer winters and cooler summers, combined with more snow and rainfall, could be causing some mountain glaciers to increase in size. They say the findings are significant because temperature and rain and snow trends in the area impact on water availability for more than 50 million Pakistanis. I have long said that wars will be fought over water. John Mark Carr's brother has insisted that Carr did not kill JonBenet Ramsey. He says absolutely not, emphatically, without a doubt, he did not. Carr says that he was certain that his brother spent Christmas of 1996 when JonBenet was slain with his family. He says, well, I can say almost without question that from the time that John had children, he has never missed a Christmas with his family, and that's any Christmas. So who the heck knows what's going on with this person? We'll find out. In Rochester, Minnesota, former President Gerald Ford, 93 years old, underwent an angioplasty procedure at the Mayo Clinic. They put a couple stents in his coronary arteries to increase blood flow. He has also been given a pacemaker. Well, here we go again with the Virgin Mary. Now she appears on the stomach of a pet turtle. I wonder if the turtle will end up on eBay. A Chicago woman claims the image of the Virgin Mary has appeared on her pet turtle. She's 81 years old, not the turtle, the woman, and says that it appeared on a sand turtle bought by her grandson. Her daughter says, I thought we were going crazy the first time we saw it. I looked at it. It can't be. But then I looked again, and now you can't deny it. She's come to a holy house. She has come to visit, so God knows she's happy and safe. How much for the turtle on eBay? What do you think? In a moment, we are going to be talking about walk-ins. I'm not talking about people who show up without reservations at a restaurant. We're talking about the soul. In a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Two guests for you this hour, phone calls in just a moment with them. Galishe Mikhail has a degree in marketing. She is a rehabilitation massage therapist, Reiki master, galactic healer, and the owner of the Healing Connection, owner of the Jasara Essence, and a co-teacher of the Diamond Galaxy Workshop with Rahim. Rahim, of course, Kadesh, has a BS in criminal justice. He is a galactic healer, galactic psychic, ordained minister, Reiki master as well, and spiritual counselor, and he is a certified acupuncturist. And we are going to talk with them about embodied parts of spirits, the souls, walk-ins. Hello, you two. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, George.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the program. This is a very different subject matter where you two have investigated what we call walk-ins. Why don't one of you just give us a definition of a walk-in?
Okay, and you pronounce my name Galicia.
Galicia.
Galicia. Okay, well, a walk-in is when one soul comes into a physical body through a process which we call the walk-in process. The original soul normally leaves, moving on to other non-physical worlds, and the new soul enters and takes responsibility of the body and completing the life process that the other soul has started, except they have a different focus and attention. And both people have agreed before even coming in body that they are choosing to do this at a specific time.
Because, you know, there are those three options then, right? That you can get reincarnated, you simply end it, we call that death, or you simply walk out as well. Now, how does this agreement occur?
Well, basically, in most cases, sometimes there are unusual circumstances. Before both souls, before the original soul has decided to reincarnate, that person has already knows the other soul, and they may have done this for lifetimes, where they one goes in, stays for a while, and one finishes the completion of the journey. It just depends on the situation. There are unique situations where people are fully conscious and have chosen to come in due to unusual circumstances, as this was the case. I'm the second walk-in, so this is the case with the original walk-in that came in before me.
Now, you say this is not possession. How do we know that? How do we know that the body has not been taken over by some kind of demonic spirit?
Well, the difference is this is an agreement between two people, where a possession is when a demonic being actually pushes the other soul out of the body,
right,
and takes possession. There's a very big difference. One is coming from a place of light, and one is coming from a place of dark and evil.
All right. Now, in the place of light, give me an example of how this agreement would occur.
Well, I can go by my personal experience.
All right.
That would probably be the easy way. The soul that was in this body for 12 and a half years, almost 12 years, I should say. And her time was done. She had completed what she came here to do. She actually went and put out to the world who was interested in actually coming in to this experience. And it actually, with Raheem, he was a braid, so the original soul was the braid, was supposed to leave with her. And so there was an agreement that two souls were going to come in at the same time.
Now, when you say that the souls are leaving, I guess we'll talk about you as a physical body.
Right.
You weren't dying or anything like that,
no,
were you?
No, not at all. Her job had been done. The original soul was in the body, the first soul, which is named Andrea. She was the original soul. She was in the body until she walked out on July 17th, 1992.
Did your personality change when that transformation took place?
I'm very different than the last walk-in. Yes, I am angelic, so my frequency is different. My personality is different. I came in with different skills, different things I wanted to do. Very different from the other soul.
All right, Raheem.
Much quieter than the other soul was.
Raheem, help us out here. How does this contact occur?
How does the contact?
Yeah, I mean, how does one soul know to leave and the other knows to show? I mean, how do they communicate with each other?
Okay, I'll give you my example. Now, you just mentioned a second ago, did a death happen? In my case, I did have a near-death experience. I was actually killed. And when I died, my soul did leave and went up. And when I came back, as you mentioned, as a braid. This is one kind of a walk-in where the two souls join as a reinforcement. And that's what happened with me in 1997. And we came back as two, but as one, like a braid, like you would braid a hair. We came back as one. And that was my case. There are different kinds, as you mentioned. Not everyone's a braid, it happens under different circumstances also.
Now, your physical body, when you say you almost died, or maybe you did die for a moment, tell me what happened here.
Well, under the circumstances, I'd rather not go into what happened because I was killed, and I don't want to go into that situation. But basically, when my soul was leaving, because I wasn't really conscious of what was going on while I was in the dying state, but when I did die, my soul, it was actually the original soul, because it's not here anymore, but that soul went up, and it didn't want to come back down, because it went to the light.
Okay, but when you say, because I do think we need to know a little bit about this, when you say you were killed, was it in accident, or was it more of a violent someone tried to kill you and then actually did it?
Yes, that was the case.
All right.
I was killed by two people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so How do you physically come back then? I mean, are you physically dead until the soul transformation occurs?
Well, the body, the effects of the body would be considered dead because the soul is what brings life. The body is only a body. The soul is the life itself. It's the essence. So when the soul comes back, if it's possible to bring the soul back into the body, then and lock it in the body, then there's life again. And actually, we can do this. I was just thinking. Well, actually, I won't go there. But the thing is, that's basically it. If the soul comes back into the body, and it's locked back in, then you're alive again.
Okay, so this physical body of yours that was killed is lying somewhere. Maybe it's in a hospital. Who knows where you were? The other soul comes into it. And you then start to revive physically?
That's correct.
I mean, did doctors say, I mean, was there anybody around you at the time of the transformation?
No, there wasn't. In fact, I wasn't even conscious at the time because I did not come in fully conscious. Galicia came in fully conscious. I was made aware of it later on because that's the way it was supposed to be.
All right, so other than these two individuals who did you in, you were all alone out there then, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting a picture of this.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right. Galicia, now, yeah. How do we know this happens? I mean, where's our evidence? Where's our proof here?
Well, generally, the proof is the people around you. Now, a lot of times, especially with walk-ins, there's a lot of different situations that change in one's life. I can give you an example of someone I knew.
Okay.
Who had went to sleep, and the next when she woke up, she was a different soul. This person who had been in this relationship for 10 years told the person that I don't know you, I'm leaving you, and within 3 days she'd moved out of the house. That was an extreme. It does happen. Most walk-ins with their relationships end because they do not contract to be with that particular person.
All right, now, are we talking about something different here in that? I mean, here I am, George Norrie. I know who I am. I know I
right.
do Coast to Coast AM.
Right.
Hopefully I'll go to bed and I'll wake up and I'll still be me. And I've got the soul in me too. Now,
right.
if my soul somehow overnight, while I'm sleeping, does a transformation with another soul,
right.
will I wake up and still know I am who I am right now, or will I be someone else?
Okay, well, there's different types of walk-ins, as we were saying. I came in fully conscious. I knew who I was before I left.
Right.
I knew where I was from, because one of the things that with walk-ins are that we are actually first contact of people meeting aliens in physical form, even though we're in a physical body. And so what happens with myself is I was fully conscious. You have walk-ins who are asleep. Well, literally, like Raheem, didn't know that's what happened.
So Raheem does not know his other
he does
self?
Now.
He does now, okay.
But he didn't know it at the time because he came in and he was actually, you know, he was in a physical, you know, he was physically killed and he was unconscious for a while.
Now, can this happen again to both of you? I mean, can you get a third soul in your bodies?
Well, no, you don't have three people in the body at the same time.
No, not at the same time. But I mean, can there be another transformation?
Oh, actually, I knew a couple that walked in and out for 9 times.
Holy.
So it is definitely possible. It's usually not done that way. It just depends on what the agreements and the arrangements of the soul.
Well, now, what do you mean by agreements? I mean, is there
well,
a contract
they, you
up
know,
there
they
or what?
Agree to be, because they have a specific purpose of being here. The soul that was Sharisha, who was in my body prior to me, she was here to do very big things. Her and another person who was a walk-in, who had been walked in 72, who was an archangel and walk-in, He and she were caretakers, basically, of the planet. They are of a high, very high vibration. She came in a very unique situation. She was asked to switch places because somebody's true love was in this body.
All right, you two stay with us. We're going to continue the dialogue this hour. We're going to open up the phone lines, too. This is an incredible story. Their websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. I'm George Norrie. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Open lines at the top of the hour and then for the rest of the show, including a special hotline for you, the Somnophobia Hotline. So get ready for that one. Hey, it's time to say hello to all of you listening on your very favorite radio stations across North America. Thank you for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Streamlink members, hello to you. You're called the Coast Riders, of course. XM Satellite. And then the rest of the chat rooms, the NighthawkZone.com folks, hello to you. Celebrating now your 75th birthday. I'm kidding, but keep going strong, folks. Fantastic Forum Pirates, hello to you, including you, Michael, Spike Mike, Imaginative Worlds, the Into Infinity Group, Frog with 2 G's Forum, the Sorcery IRC folks, the National Radio Club, the various Yahoo chat rooms that have opened up, all of them listening to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with our two guests. And now your phone calls, of course, Raheem Kodash and Galicia Mikhail. And we will take your calls. Is this soul walking, this walk-ins, does it slap the face, either one of you, of religion, or does it enhance it?
It really has nothing to do with religion. Mm. I mean, one is like apples and oranges. It's just that one way of the soul. I mean, you can be born in, which is the way most people are on the planet. You can be a conscious walk-in. You can be an asleep walk-in. You can be a braid, or you can be a wanderer, which travels from planet to planet and grabbing different types of experiences. But it has nothing to do with religion.
So no boundaries there?
No.
Let's go to some of the calls. First-time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Ann. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Ann. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a walk-in. I didn't know it until I was an adult, but when I was 10 months old, I was shot in the chest accidentally. But I had no knowledge of that, no recollection of it, and that seems normal to everyone, of course, because you're only 10 months old. But within a month of that, I was able to describe to my mother my first birthday, which was only 6 weeks later, my first Thanksgiving, my birthday's in November, who I was with, what I was doing, what I was thinking, and nobody could understand how I could change so drastically in such a short time, and neither could I. But later on, when I did some studying and finding out, I realized that I was a walk-in, and the level of consciousness was from one end of the spectrum to the other. You know, between the 10-month-old, which I have no recollection, I was in the hospital for quite a while and don't remember being away from my parents, and yet 6 weeks later I could tell you everything, describe where we were, what we did. So it was confusing to me until I understood what a walk-in was and that's in fact what I am.
Well, and did you teach yourself? How did you become aware that you indeed had a walk-in episode?
My whole life has been on spiritual studies and development, and in time I came across that. And once I understood what it was and how it impacted, then I knew what had happened to me.
Raheem, is it a shock when people realize that this has happened to them?
Sometimes it can be. It depends. Because, again, if you're asleep and you're not aware of the transference, you'll realize over time there are different things that definitely do happen. Your personality may change, your goals may change, your likes and dislikes may change, the way you do your hair and the way you dress may change. It depends. It's all based on the new personality that's in the body. How, you know, if it's very different from the old original soul, then yes, there would be a change. It could be a shock.
You know, what's really fascinating too is so many people have been told by their friends and their loved ones, you've changed, but nobody really knows why. I wonder if something like this has happened. Is that possible?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. Because they're going to say, well, why can't, in my case, my mother will say, well, why can't you remember these people from high school? Well, that's because I wasn't there. That's why I don't remember that information. It can be very frustrating. And if you do tell your family, they're going to think you're nuts.
Yeah, they're going to cart you away, aren't they?
Exactly. And so many walk-ins do not tell their families because it's just too disturbing for them. They're most likely not open and able to hear it. And, you know, there's no point.
What if a person in his first spiritual life or spirit life, mm-hmm. you know, is got a different personality? He could be evil. Who knows what? But it's just not a good person. Can a better soul enter that body at some other time? You know, we've talked about the reverse, where someone is possessed. How about the fact that a person who is just not a good person somehow gets possessed by a good soul? Is that possible?
No, because possession never takes place in a walk-in.
It never does.
No, it's not the intention. You know, now, someone who is evil could end up having, like, say, a near-death experience, like Raheem had, and change places, and the person's personality changes, and, you know, they don't know what happened to them.
Raheem, what kind of guy were you before this event, before you died?
Well, that was Ross Evan Malfa, and he was a very kind of laid-back, quiet person, very good-hearted person. Was kind of lost most of his life, and I started the change when the walk-in took place. I noticed right away my energy was different. It was much stronger, and I had a good surge of energy all the time, and I didn't know why. I thought it was because I was going through a spiritual transformation. But that's, I found out later that was not the case.
East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. Good morning.
Yes, this is Skyler from Buffalo.
Hi, Skyler. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I was listening to your show this past week, and you were talking about reincarnation and all that.
Right, with Brian Weiss, Dr. Weiss.
Yes, and I came to realize that night I had a dream, and I believe I had a walk-in. I don't know, but I think I realized what my purpose was.
Do you think, Skyler, you've gone through this soul transformation?
Yes, I do. Because the next day, I was wondering too if people could realize that something is different in you by looking at you.
Which one of you two wants to help him out on this?
Why don't you answer
this? Sure, I'll go. Let me see. Let me check.
See if you get that information.
Yes, I'm definitely getting that he is a walk-in. Let me see if I can get the year on that.
Oh, the year?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Don't say anything. What happened in 1994? Did you notice changes in 1994?
I've noticed changes in my entire life, actually.
Okay.
Anything dramatic for you, Skyler, in 94?
94.
Long time ago, 12 years ago.
Yeah, I can't quite remember. She just mentioned that she can't remember things like people from her high school years.
Yeah.
And I can't remember quite a bit from my childhood.
Raheem, what were you doing there? What were you summoning somebody up, or what was happening?
When are we talking now?
Now.
Oh, you.
Oh, no. I'm also a galactic psychic, and I was just checking in when he walked in. I'm getting 1994. Let me just double check, because sometimes it could be. Sometimes two walk-ins could come in. So I just want to see one thing. Let's see. I'm definitely getting a 94 experience. Let's see if I can get the month.
So you, Skyler, you think you got this walk-in at what point? And it sounds like Raheem thinks this happened in 94. Is that possible, Skyler?
Definitely. 94, let's see, I was traveling on the carnival out west.
What did you do for the carnival?
I built and tear down rides.
Oh, okay.
I also have mental health issues and alcoholism issues.
Well, once this transformation occurred, I mean, did you feel totally different?
Yes, I did. I felt clearer. I kind of understood what I was here for, and I felt better about myself.
All right, thanks for the call. How many people, Galicia, feel better about themselves when this happens?
Well, it depends on the situation. I think once the walk-in really, we work with walk-ins. We do healing work, and we do it on the phone as well as in person. Once someone realizes that they are a walk-in, everything clears up. It's like a light bulb goes over in their heads, and they said, oh, my God, that's why I've been feeling that way, because, as Raheem said, there are many changes that can take place. I know I have different tastes than the last two people who were had this body. You know, my goals are different. I mean, the person that was in this body before, they had very different perspective of what they were doing in life. You know, I just wrote a children's book that's been signed by an agent, and I'm a storyteller. These other two had never done storytelling, so it's definitely your values can change. I know your focus changes, and you end up, someone who might have been an alcoholic all of a sudden realizes, wakes up and walks in and says, I can't do that, and decides to clear their body.
Stop cold turkey. How common is this walk-in situation?
It's been going on for a long time. It's been going a lot longer than people are aware of. There was a first group of walk-ins. They were called the A-Team, and they came in 1972, the same time Jumbo came in, Melchizedek.
Yeah.
And they came in for about 10 years, and then they all took off and left, all at the same time. That's more of unusual. They come in waves. In 1985 was the first wave of walk-ins, we call the first wave. These are the people that had the hardest time, most likely were not awake, and came in, and a lot of them had physical problems adjusting to the frequencies of being at a high vibration, being into density of the earth. In 1992 was the second wave, which is the wave that Sharisha came in. And then Raheem's wave was the third wave in 1997. There's been, walk-in small group, an individual here, an individual there come in for purposes. And then, of course, once the indigos and the crystallines came in, there's less need of walk-ins coming in, even though it still happens, but not in the dramatic amount that came in those other times.
Well, I've heard of it before. I've never talked with anybody who knows of it. You two are the first. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. There you go. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Hi, my name's April Stubbs from Carmichael, California.
Hi,
and
April,
I have a question for your guest.
Sure thing. There, listen.
During the beginning of the show, you stated that the souls have an agreement between the switch-off, and I wanted to know the specifics of this agreement.
It probably depends on the situation. I actually applied, really literally applied, to walk into this body. And so we didn't have it wasn't an agreement because the circumstances were unusual. Every walk-in's different, but generally from what I gather, and I mean I can't specifically say for every individual because their circumstances are different, that they have chosen, at this particular time, I'm going to be in this body until the age of 40. And then you're going to take my place and complete the mission. My mission is for a specific amount of time. Raheem, do you want to add to that?
No, I think that's very fine. That's just about what it is. As far as agreements, that sometimes there can be prearranged agreements. Sometimes there cannot. I just want to bring up one point.
Sure.
Something people can relate to. There was a movie a few years ago called K-Pax. Okay, in effect, it's one of our favorite movies. And even though it didn't use the title of the name walk-in, that's exactly what the movie was about. And I think it was kind of like a prep to prepare people for that thinking, that kind of idea that a walk-in is possible. But it didn't use the word walk-in in that whole story, but that's exactly what it was. And in his case, it was a drowning and a near-death experience. But again, there's different circumstances and there's different situations, so it does vary. You can't say one is going to be the same as somebody else.
Is this situation of walk-ins growing in terms of knowledge from other people? More and more people beginning to understand this?
I think you're anymore. It's less shocking. I think when the group in 85 walked in, I can assure you that it was shocking for people. I think as people become more informed and awakened, because that's what walk-ins are here to do. Our mission is to wake up the population so that when first contact actually eventually comes, which is going to come at some point, when it actually happens, people will not be shocked by it. Unfortunately, due to the media, they put a negative spin on what aliens are. And walk-ins are aliens that have chosen to come here and be the first representatives, if you will, of the planet to show you that we're not very much different than you, except we're more evolved. And we're awakened, and we're at a place where you all are going to be.
Now, what's the difference, and what determines whether an evil spirit, a demonic spirit, enters your body, or a favorable one? Earlier you mentioned, Galicia, about the light in the dark. How do we know what's going to happen to us?
Raheem, why don't you take that one?
Well, it's a very good question. You may not know what's going to happen. The thing is, one point to consider is that there are what's called the crystallines and the indigos here. And these children are the new generations that are coming to make the planet, to take basically the new leaders of the planet, that the planet belongs to them. All those souls that are indigenous prior, the prior generations, are no longer incarnating here. It's being given to the indigos and the crystallines and then later the rainbows, which Galicia knows very well about this subject. And the previous souls, the older generation souls, they're actually, because the fact of ascension, see what we're doing, we're entering the higher vibrations of the planet. We're entering higher consciousness, higher vibrations, higher dimension. And this, if somebody is not ready for this, they're not in tune with these frequencies, then they're going to be off the planet. They'll get sick and die because the thing is, the planet is changing. The planet is evolving, and also the souls that are coming here are changing. And this has a lot to do with that.
That's fascinating. And when you mentioned the movie K-Pax, I think Kevin Spacey was in that.
Yes.
And he did a great job.
Oh, we love him.
And in fact, in the original movie, which they don't show in the DVD, there was a soul transference when he went back and started remembering what happened, at least with the walk-in experience. You could actually see the light going from entering into the soul of Robert. And it was like, oh, a story. And I knew it was about walk-ins, but I said, oh, this is cool. And then when they came up with the DVD, they eliminated it. I said, why did they take that out? Because that's really key to telling people that he's a walk-in.
You know, I'm thinking back at my life and some of my episodes when maybe a walk-in came into me. It's not always at a death-related episode, is it?
No, of course not. Many walk-ins go to sleep and wake up. In 1985, you probably saw more of a near-death experience for something like that to happen.
And now it's more, it could happen at any time.
It could, as long as, you know, and generally when it does, because I chose to come in fully conscious, I know where I'm from. I know who I am. I know why he came here, and vice versa.
That is amazing. Hey, both of you, thank you, Galicia and Raheem. Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast AM. Their website's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. When I come back, 3 hours of open lines, so get ready. And I'll tell you about the special hotline, the Somniphobia hotline on Coast to Coast AM.